coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. You know, the legend Billy Houghton once said, there are a lot of good drivers, a few great drivers, and then there's Fillion. Hervé Fillion, that is. That living legend will be back in the sulky on August 19th in a series of challenge races at Barton, Vermont. He is the winningest driver in the history of the game, and he's up next on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. It is indeed a high honor for me to have this gentleman on the other end of my line. Over 15,000 lifetime driving victories, sitting behind some of the greatest horses the sport has ever known. Not just making harness racing history, but horse racing history in the process. Hervé Fillion is with us. Welcome to Trot Radio, Hervé.
It's a pleasure to be talking to you, Norm.
I had the pleasure of meeting you here at Rito on your birthday back on, February 1st, I guess it was. At the time, you were thinking about doing a tour of all the tracks, sort of like a retirement tour. That hasn't come to fruition. However, you are taking part in a very interesting driver's challenge over at Vermont coming up. Is that right?
It is, correct. On the 18th, Thursday the 19th. Well, that's when we're racing. The parents there, a couple Hall of Fame driver is going to be there. Michael Lechen's supposed to be there, and Jim Doherty. So I'm going there to be. I'll be there on the 18th Wednesday, but racing on the 19th in Vermont.
Yeah. Now you're going to have some young bucks that are going to be there as well. Jordan Stratton, for example, and a few more like him. Do the young drivers come up to you and ask you for advice?
It happens sometimes. You know. Especially when it comes to how to handle a horse, that's a bad manner, you know. Yeah. They'll ask my advice on different things, you know, and I'm willing to give it to them if I know what's wrong, you know.
Well, you're pretty good at sizing up a horse, Hervé. There's so much I want to cover with you here. Let's talk about the Fillion flop, if we may, for a moment. You said you picked that up watching Keith Waples. Is that true?
Keith Waples was the most driver that I ever watched in my life. You know, I remember when I was racing in Montreal at Blue Bonnet and Richelieu Park. That's the driver I used to watch all the time, you know, during the races, the way he drive and the way he carried himself. He was a great influence on me. I learned so much from him. I owe him a lot, and I always told. He was my idol, and he still is.
Well, you've certainly done him proud, that's for sure. And the Fillion flop is a very interesting maneuver that you obviously have perfected. It's the ability to reduce the drag on the horse, obviously, when you're parked out, for example. You said at one time you can move the sulky 2 feet either way?
Yes. What do you call it? That's, I learned that from Keith Whipple at Richelieu. I always remember that. I had the little Houghton bike, and I could move either way just by throwing my weight, you know.
Yeah.
Shift my weight and give it a jerk, and I would move in about 2 feet. And believe me, over my career, I miss quite a few accidents doing that.
I want to ask you if this is a true story. A friend of mine tells a story that you, Hervé Fillion, did a guest appearance at Western Fair Raceway one day. You were in 10 races, you were parked in all of them, and you won 9 in large degree by using the Fillion flop. Is that true?
Well, what do you call it? I did win some races, but I don't remember winning 9 races. But I did race quite a bit in Ontario all over.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's just legendary, but it makes for a good story anyway. Now, you're very close to the Canadian border and Ayers Cliff in particular when you do go to Barton, Vermont for their Orleans County Fair. It's a sensitive question, but I think it has to be asked. Is there any chance you can make it over to Ayers Cliff and do some driving in Canada? And what would stop you or prevent you from doing that?
Well, this year, you know, I'm going to finish up the year. Right now I'm racing at Pocono. I'm going to be at Vermont, and then from Vermont, I'm just going to finish up the year. But next year, I'm going to make a retirement tour, like you mentioned at the beginning there. I'm going to make a retirement tour, race at different tracks, and call it my last year, you know, in 1971.
Wow.
I'll be 71, you know.
And there's nothing to prevent you from doing that. There's no legal stipulation because of the issues that most would say unfairly plagued you in the past. None of that will get in the way?
No, none of that will get in the way, no.
And so this is taking place on August 19th.
Yes.
at Barton, Vermont. It's their Orleans County Fair. Drivers like Stephane Bouchard, Jason Bartlett, Todd Whitney, the top amateur, is going to be there as well. So there's going to be some good company there for you, Hervé.
Yeah, sure. I'll enjoy that, I'm sure.
You have won 15,000-plus races. That is more than any horse racer, let's say, driver or jockey. It's almost twice that of the legendary Willie Shoemaker. That is an amazing feat. I still remember seeing a picture of you with Shoemaker at a function when you were switching driving helmets. I don't know if you remember that or not, but I remember having a clipping of that as a kid growing up watching you drive.
Yeah, I did. What do you call Willie Shoemaker? I talked to him quite a few times.
Yeah? Did he ever ask you for advice?
No.
Maybe he could have helped him out a bit, I'm sure. But out of the 15,000 wins, which ones stand out the most? Would it be, you know, Nansemond defeating Albatross, upsetting Albatross in the jug? Which ones stand out?
Well, you just mentioned it. You know, that was the biggest thing, you know, that. Nansemond that day, you know, he came up big for me, and I beat Albatross in the Little Brown Jug, which you couldn't even bet on an Albatross because he was barred from the betting because he stood out so much. And Nansemond came up big that day. But, you know, Nansemond beat him before, too, beat him a few times. But that day was the biggest race I ever won, the biggest upset, I believe it was.
Was that the day you were coming back to the winner's circle, standing on the bike, or was that with Hot Hitter?
That was with Hot Hitter. I did it in Montreal in the pre-jeté, and then, I did it in the jug. So it was good, you know. I was odd dogging a little bit there.
Hey, what's wrong with you? Know what? You know what's unfortunate? If you were to do that today, they'd probably fine you for behavior prejudicial to the best interests of racing. Just ask Randy Waples.
Yeah, it's possible.
Everybody's getting so serious these days. You know, people like you are there to help promote the sport simply by your vivaciousness and your passion for the game. But that's my little rant for now. But now, did you ever think in your wildest dreams, growing up poor on a farm in Angers, Quebec, that you would be at the pinnacle of the sport?
Well, I tell you, I always had confidence. You know, I started pretty young. You know, they kept my record since I was 16. In 1956, they started keeping my record. But I was driving at 14 and 15. But, you know, I always had ambition. I always had ambition to race a lot of horses and win a lot of races. And I accomplished that, you know. And I wanted to, you know, my father, Edmund, you know, he had some problems a little bit, you know, at the beginning of the racing. And I just wanted to bring up the name of Pillion. So in my mind, you know, don't forget, the industry has been real good for every one of us in the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted the name of Pillion to be, if they're going to talk about it in harness racing, I wanted the name of Pillion to come up, you know.
Sure, and to be respected, yeah.
I believe I accomplished that, you know. So I'm very happy. I got regrets. I got too few to mention. You know what I mean? I had a great career.
You certainly did. The Frank Sinatra song certainly applies to you, Hervé. Great drivers, great hands. Is that something you're born with, something you're taught?
Oh, well, I tell you, I give a lot of credit to the horse. I always said, you know, you got to have something between the shafts. You can take him to water, but you can't make him drink. The only thing you could do is give him a chance, you know. Give him a chance, and I always said the only race I can't win is the one I'm watching.
Very well said. You have given so much back to the sport. You know, you throughout your career have made guest appearances at small tracks that perhaps some of the other big-name drivers of the era may not have bothered, or at least today's era, may not bother to do. You feel a sense of obligation, don't you?
I always feel obligation because if the sport's doing good, I'm doing good. So, you know, when I was asked to race on Sunday at different tracks, I never turned them down, you know. I never turned them down. I went up at my own expense, you know, went and drove for the day, or, you know, I did at Windsor. I did all through Canada, you know, Orangeville, a deep track. You know, I went all over the place. That's why I want to make a retirement tour when I hit 71, which will be next year. So I feel good. I'm in good shape. I'm still weigh 162 pounds. I'm pretty happy. I'm very healthy. I play golf 2-3 times a week right now, so I'm very happy.
Still smoking 3 packs a day?
No, we cut down to 1.5.
I love it. I love it. Hervé, best of luck, and have some fun out there in Barton, Vermont. And I can speak for every harness racing fan in the world when I tell you, yes, please go ahead with that retirement tour. To this point, I've never had a chance to see you drive live, and I would relish the opportunity to do that. Thank you so much for being with us, and once again, thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Thanks a lot, many times.
Thanks a lot, Hervé. I just interviewed a legend. Pretty good day to be me. That'll do it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.